We have Bill Phillips here today, owner of Mr. Bill's Wine Cellar in Roanoke. Bill has nearly 40 years of experience in the wine business, including teaching wine education at area universities. Thank you for being here with us today.
Glad to be here. Appreciate you asking me to come on.
When I told friends I was searching for information on vegan wines, they seemed surprised, and it does seem like a strange concept. Why would wine not be vegetarian or vegan friendly?
What would cause that is when wine is fined, and this does several different things. It's used to take particulate matter out that is primarily for aesthetic value. If you see stuff floating in your wine, it doesn't look as good. Mm-hmm. Those are grape solids and such, but it's also a method to manipulate the wine, if you would, in the sense of you can control how the tannins in a wine are, or other substances like that, natural substances within the wine, but kind of fine-tuning the actual taste. And so some of the products that have been used and still are protein-based or animal-based products. These are put into tanks of wine in suspension, and the products that they want to take out, say some grape solids or some tannin molecules, literally bind to the particular additive that they've put in. This settles out. What is left behind is something that can be measured in somewhere between smaller parts per million to even parts per trillion. So you don't have a lot of this left behind, but there could be some. And then there is the fact that in some wines, some animal product was used.
And what are some examples of these animal products used in the fining process?
Well, one thing probably the most popular would be isinglass. Isinglass, which is fish bladders, usually from sturgeon. It is one of the proteins that can help to settle out these particulates.
I believe some others come from egg.
Egg can be used as well, that's correct. I can tell you that more recently, wineries are doing a little bit less fining, but especially with protein products, they're using more enzyme products. This is something fairly new, so these are not animal-based at all. So this is going to allow more and more wines to actually fall under the vegan guidelines.
And one of those was a clay product?
Bentonite clay is actually something that has been around. It's not one of these enzyme products. The enzymes are actually derived from molds, if you will, and they can perform some of these functions.
Some of the earth-friendly vegan wines also tout the fact they have no added sulfites. But are there no sulfites whatsoever in those wines?
No. Sulfites are naturally occurring. They're not necessarily a bad chemical. And so many people who feel like they have an allergy to sulfites really don't. Great way to test it. If you can eat dried fruits, then you don't have a sulfite issue. And sulfites are used in wine production for sterile conditions in the winery, and also to help preserve a wine so that it is better and fresher when you get it. Most wines have lower levels. Cheaper wines are likely to have a higher level.
Now, before I ask you this next question, I'd like to point out to listeners that we'll have the audio file of this segment on WVTF.org, along with notes on Bill's wine picks. We'll also have the wines on WVTF's Facebook page. So, can you recommend some vegan wine?
Bonterra Riesling. We have a nice Viognier from Santa Julia, a great Spanish red, a Garnacha from Honoro, McManus, that are all vegan. But that's just a small list of the vegan wines we have. And I can also report that a lot of the Virginia wines are vegan as well.
Well, thank you for being with us today, Bill. If anyone has questions for me, I can be emailed at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. Thanks.
Thanks. Really glad to be here.